Yeah, and looking forward to that. 0-0 Australia and Portugal. 72nd minute of that friendly being played at the moment. We have got an unbelievable match centre court at Wimbledon, James.
It's a roller coaster. Oh. It's an absolute roller coaster. Serena was up 4-4 love.
Yes.
In the tiebreaker. It's now 6-6.
6-6. And previously she was down 5-4 and then played the most couple of glorious drop shots at the net. And here's Harmony Tan, who is ranked 115 in the world, a highest ranking of 90 through her career. And it's just an incredible match. As we mentioned, well into the third hour as we see a poor drop shot from Serena and now match point for Harmony Tan. So we'll keep you updated with that throughout the course. It is Vossie and Brandy. We're filling in for them, James and Jimmy. It's all thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, the lawyers helping you in your time of need. You can call Bryden's Lawyers on 1800 848 848 or visit brydens.com.au. Righto, mate, jump into some of these text messages that we got there. Any catching
Matt Lodge,
the eye?
Matt Lodge, he really incites emotions, doesn't he? So we've got... You would think Matt Lodge would be under Boyd Cordner's watch as well. So that's a good point.
Yes.
The Adelaide Dragon says, morning lads, why does Lodge's off-field indiscretion always get brought up each time he's aligned with a new club? Since being accepted back by the NRL community, what off-field issues has he been involved in? Let's move on. So we're getting both sides here. Some supporters, some haters.
As we should, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you weigh that up against. And you got to have faith in your organisation and faith in the club that you support. And Trev rang up because he was disappointed that Parramatta didn't get him.
Yeah.
So not that the Roosters had him, that his club didn't get him. Why? Because he's going to help you.
Yeah. Yeah. The Roosters need him. They definitely need him.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jim, missile, Roosters don't need Lodge. Hargreaves looks after any nonsense. They need Walker to bulk up and get 100 games under the belt. Yeah, well, that takes about 5 years to do. DK11. DK11, that's the most sensible text message I've ever had from DK11. He's a little bit out there, Jerry. So,
yeah.
He's hanging
well,
in
we've
there.
Actually, we've got something sensible from a man who's usually not so sensible as well, the Port Macquarie Pearl.
Oh.
He says, Andrew McCulloch is a very decent guy. Matt Lodge was one of the very few players personally invited to be on the field for Macca's 300th. There must be something decent about Matt Lodge, the person.
There you go. There you go. And that's right. How do we make these judgments from afar? The people who are making these judgments have been doing it for a long time, making judgments, and are much closer to it than us. And I think... and it'll be interesting. We'll speak to Cameron George a little bit later. I'm excited to ask him about why you're paying Matt Lodge. It's been reported. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And why?
Better you than me.
He may never come on the program again, but take your opportunity where you can. Morning, Jays. Yes, Cookie is worth every cent to the bunnies. With Latrell coming back, Cookie is vital. Cheers, Dino from the Gong.
Do you think the Rabbits are a chance... with Latrell coming back at giving this thing a shake, or
he
are they
changes
done?
Everything.
Yeah.
He changes everything. That's how influential he is. Harmony Tan has won. This is a massive boil over in the first round at Wimbledon. An absolute marathon match on the women's side of the draw, enthralling for the sellout crowd there at Centre Court, and clearly the greatest day in her tennis career.
Absolutely. What an opportunity.
Ah. Oh. That is awesome. Imagine that. You get the draws done on the Thursday or the Friday or whatever, and you go, Serena Williams, Harmony Tan, Centre Court. So there's a couple of ways to approach that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Or, all right, let's go.
Yeah, I love it. I actually saw on that, Billy Slater at halftime was interviewed by Channel 9. They said, you know, you've down to 12 men. What do you say to the players? And he said, what an opportunity. What an opportunity for these players to go out there against the odds. I thought that is... Didn't pan out the way Billy planned, but that is the mindset that I love. What an opportunity.
That's the mindset you learn from, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like when you think, okay, rather than think, oh, this is against me and this is against me. And it always reminds me of when my three children were sitting after dinner eating their ice cream.
Yeah.
Both having two scoops plus little twinkles
sprinkles.
Or whatever. Sprinkles.
Hundreds and thousands. Yeah, all that
on there. Complaining to each other about who got the most out of the two scoops. And
right.
it just did my head. Like, there are people on this globe who don't know where their next meal is coming from. and you people are there doing. Anyway, that was one of those situations that you get as a parent. You've got all that to look forward to, James. So let's go to the open line, 1300 01 1170. Tom's on the line. G'day, Tom.
How you going, mate? How are you?
Really well, buddy. What do you got for us this morning?
Mate, maybe if we get off Matt Lodge's case, like, honestly, like, it's been a couple of years now, and what's happened's happened. He's paid his fine. He's playing decent footy. I was at the Tigers-Warriors game early on in the year at Campbelltown. Mate, there was a group of people just holding abuse, and they were sitting right behind his parents, his wife, and his two kids, and his family. Like, man, look, all right, he made his mistake. He's paid for his mistakes. Move on. Let him play his footy. You know what I mean? His kids are growing up. Like, do you really want to, like, witness all this stuff in front of the kids? Like, let's just all just move on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just let it be. Let's move on.
Yeah, it's a tough go, Tom, isn't it? When they're hurling abuse in front of friends and family, it's a tough go. I tend to agree. It's done its time, right? This whole New York rampage, it's played out. He's copped his fine. He's been banned from the game. I'd like to move on from it too, but I think it's just one of those things that the rugby league community won't let go.
It's a lesson, isn't it? It's a lesson not just for rugby league players, but for everyone, is that your past can haunt you, that your reputation can carry all the way through, so you need to be careful around that.
Yeah,
right?
And he'll regret that night for the rest of his life.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
And he's changed behaviours. And we're not here to be apologists for Matt Lodge, but I agree with Tom. I'm a great believer in, you know, give him a hug. Be prepared to forgive, rehabilitation of the person and the player. And I think you see that in so many situations that goes underreported, not unreported, but underreported.
Yep.
And anyway, I've got no problem with it. Jimmy, take off your Roosters goggles. Signing Lodge will only serve to make the Roosters even less popular amongst your average rugby league punter than ever. And that's saying something, says Mark from Chipping Norton. I don't think the Roosters are involved in a 16-team popularity contest.
No, and if they were, they'd be well down the ladder.
But they're not, so they don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I've always been a question mark around those Manly fans who have the everybody hates us and we don't care.
Yeah,
you know, like,
that's a good one.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
There's a little bit of that associated with it. 1300 01 1170. Keep the text coming in as well. A break, and then we're back with the sports update for Michelle Bishop.